A new leak at the Palisades plant. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Nuclear inspectors have discovered a new water leak at the Palisades power plant. Palisades is under more scrutiny this year after a series of problems earned it one of the worst safety ratings in the country. Lindsay Smith reports this is at least the third water leak at the nuclear plant this year.
Palisades sits right next to Lake Michigan near South Haven. It uses water from the lake to help cool equipment. This new leak is from a pipe that funnels that Lake Michigan water back into the lake. The water is leaking from the pipe into a building at the plant. Right now, the leak is about a cup and a half an hour. The water is not radioactive, and the good news is federal regulators say there's no immediate safety concern. But this is just the latest water leak. Palisades shut down twice this year to fix two other separate water leaks. So how many leaks is too many? I posed the question to Nuclear Regulatory Commission spokeswoman Victoria Mittling.
We are asking ourselves that question, but of a different way, which is, why is this happening? Is there a common thread that we need to look at?
A Palisades spokesman says they've determined where the leak is coming from and options to repair it. It's unclear when that fix will happen. For the Environment Report, I'm Lindsay Smith.
We've created a timeline of the problems at Palisades over the past 2 years. You can find a link to that timeline at environmentreport.org. This is the Environment Report. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources has the authority to set aside land to make sure biodiversity is preserved. Basically, that means the DNR can designate an area to protect the variety of plants and animals that live in that place. But new legislation seeks to greatly limit that authority. The bill would prohibit the DNR from setting aside an area of land specifically for the purpose of maintaining biological diversity. The DNR could not make or enforce a rule to do that. Senator Tom Casperson is one of the bill's sponsors. He says the DNR has too much power to set aside land for the purpose of conservation.
They need to have authority, but when it comes to the direction of where we're going to go as a state with our public land, I think that there needs to be some check and balance.
Casperson says he gets angry calls from his constituents when they learn, for example, that motorized vehicles are not allowed in certain areas. He says his bill would put more power in the legislature's hands.
I think they should have to have some oversight within the legislature somewhere to at least check and balance to say, okay, we agree that's that good a move, and let the public weigh in on it through their legislature. And it just seems like they're reluctant to do that. And I understand some of the reason why. I mean, it's not easy to get stuff through the legislature, but I would also submit that there's a reason for that.
You should be paying attention to what the legislature's doing right now.
Brad Garman is the Director of Conservation and Emerging Issues at the Michigan Environmental Council.
They're redefining conservation in a different way, I think, than it has been understood for 100 years of Michigan's kind of conservation legacy that made us a leader in this issue, and that stuff is in jeopardy right now.
Garman says the DNR does a good job of managing for all kinds of uses, including timber harvest and off-road vehicles, and at the same time protecting the state's rich animal and plant life. And he points out the DNR does ask for public input.
This bill represents one of the worst we've seen in a while in terms of just throwing out the respect for the department and the trained experts in ecology and forestry and others, and pretty much saying we don't trust them to do a good job anymore, and we, the politicians, are going to tell you how to manage your forest.
He says this bill is the latest in a string of legislation that's aiming to change the way land is used and managed in Michigan. You can learn more about this legislation at environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.